This is a dictation for Lisa Hampton. LISAHAMPTON. Date of service is 8/19/2024. Date of birth is 1/9/1976. Date of accident is 7/15/2024. Lisa Hampton was a victim of an automobile accident where she hit another car in a T-bone passenger side while she was a restaurant driver. When the other car appeared out of a street without any stopping, suddenly. The impact caused her some headaches and pain in the neck, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, severe spasm in the muscles in the trapezius and quadratus lumborum paravertebral muscles, left SI joint tenderness, and she went to the hospital at the time, and she has a severe torticollis. Her neck is twisted towards the left side due to the spasm. Patient is in extreme pain. She is undergoing massage, physical therapy. Although her chest pain is better, and the right hip pain and the left hip pain are also improved. Pain level varies from 5 to 10. Lower back pain is reported to be 8. Neck pain is reported to be 6. Left shoulder pain is 10. She can lift up to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. There is a shooting pain to the left arm posteriorly involving third and fourth finger, which is off and on, appears to be coming from the neck. There is no radiation of pain from the lower back to the buttocks or legs at this time. Overall, the pain is varying from 5 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for review of systems, additional issues for substance abuse and compliance issues. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure of 156/102, pulse 96, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, 8/13/2024, dictation number 0901-006. Please mention in the musculature that patient continues to have a severe spasm on both sides of the upper trapezius and middle trapezius fiber and lower trapezius fibers with several trigger points. Noticed, she also has a severe spasm of quadratus lumborum muscle and a paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 with several trigger points noticed. Diagnosis remains the same. Additional diagnosis, trapezius muscle spasm, torticollis, T-O-R-T-I-C-O-L-L-I-S, as well as paravertebral muscle spasm and quadratus lumborum muscle spasm. Diagnosis are done. Plan is to continue the physical therapy for the patient along with attended care that she has signed a certification that she is unable to do any housework. For a month, she will be on 7 hours, 7 days attended care after she has filed an affidavit. Hospital replacement, work disability, transportation has been ordered. Patient is advised to have a injection to the left shoulder supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Trigger point injections is also advised to have a cervical epidural injection for C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 disc herniation. And lumbar epidural steroid injection for the disc herniation of L4-5 and L5-S1. SI joints are found to be completely normal in the MRI, so no treatment is needed for that. Medications are provided for her on the last visit, which are Mobic, Flexeril, Protonix, Elavil, Lyrica, Purisets. This is also getting Percocet from her prior physician, which she should continue. Thank you.